Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Therese, is that you?
It's me, Hardy White. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. Am I there in the studio?
You are.
Am I, though?
In spirit, you are.
Now, there was supposed to be a hologram in there. You should see me sitting in the chair where the DJ normally sits. And the contingency plan was for a sort of mannequin, a very crudely made mannequin with a face of Sculpey. And it looked like me. Is that there?
No.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, we're going to have to imagine.
I will have words with Station Manager Ken. Don't worry.
It's all right. Okay. It was nobody.
Okay.
I didn't tell anybody,
okay.
Which is probably I should
probably
have done
why
that.
It didn't
it's on
happen
me.
Because you didn't make the plan to do it. I understand.
Yeah, and you got to arrange those things. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I am extra glad to be doing it from my home far away. This is a fantasy I had as a kid. You know, when you're listening to radio and you're under your covers and you're thinking, is there a way that I could broadcast from under my covers, because I don't want to have to drive into the city to do radio.
Right.
Even though I'd love to do it, it's such a hassle.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably have to speak to others. And
right.
If I could only do it from under my blanket, and I'm not really under my blanket right now, probably should be for sound quality purposes, but still to be talking to all those people out there, because radio is, as we know, it's magical.
It certainly is.
None of us know how it works. That's why we have to hire like wizards and magicians to fix things when they break at the station.
It's true. And we have so many wizards and magicians here who volunteer their time. And we're not paying for their robes or their staffs or anything like that.
I wouldn't mind paying for their robes.
Neither
because
would
they
I.
are. I think if you took a survey of DJs at WFMU and said, how does radio work? They would have, among them, like maybe an eighth grade understanding.
I would think so.
Which is awesome. And that's wonderful. That's great for crossword puzzles. But to actually fix it,
right.
You sort of have to go to the next level.
Yeah, no. I would be hopeless if I had to go in and, make the transmitter go.
And the next level is wizarding school.
Exactly.
And they do, and their robes are sort of a big deal.
Yes, yes.
I've seen the documentaries about it, and they've got to have fancy robes for all their ceremonies that they do.
Exactly.
Oh, this is like doing a ceremony. I love getting together. Even though we're not physically together, it's like getting together with a big family, especially at marathon time, isn't it?
It certainly is, Hardy White. And it was wonderful to have you here in person last week, and it's, I'm sad that you're not here in front of me this week, even though, you know, I get it. I understand.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm consistently at least come up for,
yes.
It's like a half marathon for me.
Yes. You know,
it's like,
yes.
I can't run a full one.
Right.
But
right,
I can
right,
do
right.
a half. So but I love coming up and seeing everybody in person. And it's sort of, you know, because if you're on the station, you're probably also a fan of the station.
Of course.
And
how
so
else do you get
to see all these people you admire and you like their stuff and you get to be in the same room. And then we all get to be awkward in each other's vicinity, which is a lovely thing.
So
I love it.
So true. It's so true. I remember one of the first times I started volunteering here and I saw Hova, host of his program and the Greasy Kid Stuff show, and I got so fluttery over Hova because I was a fan.
It's neat, right?
Yeah,
and you
was.
Don't stop being a fan just because you know people.
No.
Yeah. Then you got to pretend that you met them sometime. Okay.
Oh, sure.
I need to go back to being a fan.
Right.
Now that I watch them chew their food and everything.
Right, right.
It's a little
you
bit.
You see the condition they
but
leave the studio
but
in.
But still, I'll tell you what, we're all human beings and we're all just normal folk at the end of the day.
That's
and
true.
All the listeners respond to that. They know, hey, here's some people that are just like me. Not exactly like me. I'm probably got it together or something.
Oh, of course.
But they're thinking these people are into the same things, or they're turning me on to some great stuff. They're passionate about something. And sometimes that something is odd or is different.
Right.
Or is unexpected and beautiful and free. That's
yes.
because we have an opportunity to do something here.
Right.
That a lot of radio stations, you know, are like a little bit oppressive. A
it's
lot
true.
Oppressive.
It's true.
And they don't let the – I don't think the DJs on commercial radio been allowed to pick their stuff since, like, I don't know, like the 19th century or something.
Yeah, I think that since Marconi decreed that you were not allowed to pick
Your own. We're going to pick those numbers for you because a lot of stuff. You might pick a record that nobody likes. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can't be trusted.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't care if you can't be trusted.
No, because you can.
Because you can. Exactly. Exactly, Hardy White.
That's the thing about people say, Hardy, are you afraid when you advocate free thinking that one of those thoughts, free thoughts that people have is going to be like, I don't know, let's get Hardy or something. But I'm not really worried about that because I believe once you open your mind, you get all sorts of things in there. And they sometimes they help counteract the other things.
Exactly.
That's why my mind is so open and free, I'm absolutely paralyzed. I don't do or anything because I can see the other side of that. Well, not really. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
I don't know.
But I'll tell you one thing. I want to reach out there to my fellow human beings that are out there, my beautiful human siblings that are out there, and I don't know what they need. And so I give them what I think is a sort of verbal gift certificate. I don't know what you need. So I'm just like giving you cash and you can do whatever you want with it. Oh my goodness. Imagine it something. Take that pretend money I'm giving you and say, what can I pretend I'm buying with it? Like you did when you were a child and
exactly.
Say, let's play store. I'm going to say, I'm going to buy access
store.
To all these beautiful thoughts and wishes. I'm going to take that pretend money you're giving me, Hardy, and I'm going to learn to fly. I'm going to fly from thought to thought. And though it may lose me my job, hey, I feel sort of lightness to my step.
Well, Hardy White, you're talking about pretend money. Some people have given us actual money.
Well, because, we need actual money
right,
because
that's why we're here.
There's the real world.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I hate to just harsh your mellow, but we are here to raise money for WFMU.
Oh, there's no way it'll harsh my mellow because I'm about to tell you about resources and what we can do with them. You see, we do need money, and it isn't all just free and love and all things like that. We need one another, and we need to cooperate to get things done. You see, what we do all is important, and it does save lives, and it does open minds and things like that. But you have to do a little work for it, and some of that work requires, like we said, devices and things that require money to be built, to be made, to be maintained and all. And we, you pitch in for stuff. You do it all the time. It's like your friend saying, hey, I'm making a movie. And you go, oh, all right.
I guess
and
I'll
you write
contribute.
Them a check.
Yes.
And this is like that.
Right.
Except
right.
all the time. And it's good.
Right. Right. And I mean, you are not often here in our Jersey City studios, so we need to pay for bandwidth and server fees, and that's how much that costs.
Oh, it costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money. It costs $156,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
And it does. We say every year it's a miracle, and it really is. It isn't something that's guaranteed to happen.
No.
And things change, and fortunes change, and life is crazy. And so, and one minute you're riding high, and the next minute it's some lyrics to a song. You know how it goes. Something bad happens.
Yeah, it's an episode of Behind the Music.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, that's why I said, well, why do you need me? Because we always need all of us. It's a weird thing like that, but we always need all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of us who care about this have to be vigilant, because when you let your guard down, things do deteriorate, things disappear, and the things that we count on may not always be there.
That's
and
true.
If they were there for you ever, and it was meaningful to you ever, you want that for someone else, don't you?
You
want it to be there for them. And we do that with lots of things when we cooperate. We certainly do that with people that we love. You know, it's like we need you right now to bring us a casserole in the form of a pledge.
Yes.
Because we need it.
Yes. Yes. You can call 800-989-9368 or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. A pledge of $75 or more will get you Hardy White's secret hidden show, a CD.
It is a secret
hidden show. A CD of a special never aired episode of Miracle Nutrition.
Never will be aired.
See? You
it's only for special people.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Special people who have $75
sign.
And send it our way.
And you know, if you can, we're asking you to do what you can.
Right.
And it's great when you have some resources to be able to do something with it, to make things happen. You know, that's even more fun than having a thing. I like things a lot, and I like objects, and I like to buy things.
Oh, yeah.
But
stuff
I really
is great.
Like things to happen.
Yes.
I like to make things happen, and I like to see people doing stuff, and I like to hear it, and I like to see it, and I like to have sources of new ideas, and we can do that for one another. And this is a mm-hmm. unique thing that we have here. It's old too, you know. That's the thing. It can't, you know. I guess you could recreate it if it disappeared, but. It's
Could
been
you?
Around a long time, and it has this patina on it. It has layers of
patina.
Stickers and posters and all things stuck to it.
Yeah, I don't know if this patina is reproducible, but so that's why you should pledge 800.
Yeah, some of those. Oh, go ahead. I just talked over the numbers.
You could say it if you'd like.
No, I can't because I forget it.
Oh, well, I have it. Thankfully, I have it right in front of me, 1-800-989-9368. We have some people to thank if you would like to
them. Oh, I love thanking people, so let's do it.
Let's thank Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Thank you, Daniel.
And thank you, Robert, in Colonia, New Jersey, which is where my Aunt Maggie lives, FYI.
Oh. Thank you, Robert. I wonder if Robert and Aunt Maggie know one another.
I hope so. TL in New York City.
Thank you, TL.
The Perrin family in Olive Bridge, New York.
Thank you, Perrin family.
Philip in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Philip.
Will in Maplewood, who says, thank you for being you, WFMU.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will. And then John in Maplewood also pledging. We have Jay Daniel in Brooklyn, and he has has something to say. He says he discovered WFMU a couple of years ago during a dark time in my life as a 20-plus-year marriage was falling apart. Wake in the morning reminded me of the goodness and hope in each day under the sun, and your loving energy helped me endure, learn, and grow. So thank you, Daniel, Jay Daniel. That is wonderful to hear that
That's
we were
fantastic.
Able to help you in a time when you needed it. Yes. Thank you, Ernest, in San Luis Obispo, California.
Thank you, Ernest.
And Doug in Jersey City, who I believe is my neighbor and also an excellent photographer.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Neighbor Doug.
Neighbor Doug. Neighbor Doug.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. So,
well, that story about being helped is not unusual, and I've heard it many times, and it's one of the things that I'm so proud of the station about, and it's something that radio does that is miraculous. And mm-hmm. one of the great things, not only does it entertain, not only does it educate, edify, but it really does literally save people sometimes. It's a lifeline to others. It's a lifeline to another world. When you feel alone, there is something about radio that can lift you up. It is a wonderful, warm connection, or
yes.
it can be.
Yes.
And I know, do that for people because there is something about freeform radio. There is something about DJs who get on there and are speaking as human beings, mm-hmm. as individuals that have not had their brains tied behind their back by somebody that has some agenda or something to sell you. It is. You are spending money on commercial radio. You don't even realize it because
right.
they're getting you to go buy soap you don't need.
Stuff.
We're asking you for direct help for direct costs. It's a
right.
thing that you can see the result immediately.
Yes, yes, yes. It will. We will keep the more you give, the more we are able to just keep on doing what we're doing. And, you know, I mentioned that $75 will get you Hardy White's DJ Premium, but $20 is the minimum that we ask. It gets you our chiller bumper sticker. And which is a lovely design that you can see over at WFMU.org. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you like that chiller design and you have like a little more money to spare and you want to maybe give us $1 a day, you can get a chiller pullover hoodie.
Now, if you're a little kid, and you want to give what you, you know, like your personal, say, some kids like to do this. Say, I want to, how much is in my piggy bank?
Yes.
And they say $10 and they say, I want to give $5. We'll take that too.
Right.
So because we're you know, first of all, because your parents probably gave. Also,
true.
But we're also blessed to have whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And there's so many people of so many types and so many places that come from so many backgrounds, and we love that, and they're all out there. And this is a reminder that we're all in something together, that we all value something, and you're listening to what we value. Now, is this station good all the time for you? Probably not. There's times you're going to tune in,
that's
and
there's
stuff on there, and you go, what am I listening to? Is that even music? Is that a human voice? I don't know.
I don't. You know what? It scares me, and maybe I don't want to be scared right now.
Isn't
so, you
that
know what?
Lovely, though?
It is. It is, because you can just turn it off and come back later, or you can go to our extensive archives and listen to a past episode of Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White.
Look, if you drive into a neighborhood and every single one of those houses is the same size and
mm-hmm.
the same design
mm-hmm.
and the same color, it's scary. I am scared of that. This WFMU is a neighborhood of strange diversity.
It is.
There is one thing next to another. It is incongruous.
Yeah.
We are all
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
There is variety. There's so much variety that, you know, any one person is going to like it all. And that is by design. And that is risky. That is risky. But that's the way the human heart works. We are not all the same. And one thing may speak to you in a powerful, great way. You may say, when I relax, when I want to get all my anger, my frustration out right now, Hardy, things are crazy for me. What do you like to listen to? I like to listen to some metal. You like to listen to metal? Yes. Well, we got that for you.
We sure do.
What do you like to listen to? I want to listen to something that sounds like somebody's hitting a like a tin where you keep your tea in, but they're hitting it with a, I don't know, some kind of like a coat hanger or something. We have that. That relaxes you.
Yep.
That brings peace to your heart.
Yep.
That brings energy to your mind. We have that too. Oh, it's all in there. We encourage you to come and be part of this crazy family. And it is like a family, and that some of us are odd and you don't want to spend a lot of time with them, but you don't have to. That's the whole thing.
Right.
They have to be there. They have to be there. They're an integral part. We have to have all those people in the family, but we don't have to spend any time with them.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Isn't that
wonderful? Exactly. I'm sure that there are people that you are biologically related to that you don't want to spend time with.
Oh, mostly. I'd say those are probably, they're probably at the top of the list.
Spend time with us instead.
Yes, and I loved my time up there. I had so much fun seeing everybody and seeing the sights and smelling
mm-hmm,
the smells.
Mm-hmm.
I even liked the smell of the building.
Really?
You know, well, I mean, yeah, not like, what is the word? It's evocative, you know? I mean, you know, not all smells are, it's like, did you ever...
It is
when you smell exhaust in the city and you go, I'm home. It's not a good thing, but it's like, oh, I know where I am now.
Yeah, or, you know, you're driving and then you stop at a gas station to get gas and you smell that gasoline smell.
Yes.
That's just kind of like a smell of, I don't know. I always like that smell.
I like this strange combination. And if you're in the city right now, there's probably, you might like it too. And it's being in the city
mm-hmm.
and there's radio on. A lot of times it's AM because I like it all sound all smushed and a slight kind of stink in the air.
Yep.
Kind of, maybe just an industrial kind of thing. And that just, I feel so alive, especially if it's nighttime
mm-hmm.
and you're driving and
mm-hmm.
that radio is on and you're
That's
in this traffic
right.
and you just feel, I don't know, part of something larger. And it happens to me in the city. I don't know why, but when I think about listeners, a lot of times I think about them in their cars because of that wonderful space. And it's a really great one to think in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time to think because otherwise it's kind of impersonal, right? You're trapped in your car and others are in their cars and you can't see them. But there's that link, that lifeline through the radio. And this is no ordinary radio.
It is not.
This is crazy time. This is inventive.
True.
This is imaginative stuff. This isn't the stuff that fries your brain and makes you into a zombie. It isn't the stuff that preys on your
insecurities,
you know, your weaknesses and your insecurities and everything. This is the type of stuff that trusts you and lifts you up and knows that you have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my goodness. That's what you want, and you can have it, and you can be part of it. you know, give us some of your resources and tell us who you are. Tell us your story, too. That's the great thing about calling up. There's cool people answering the phone. They really are nice. The people answering
it's
the phone, they're really, really sweet. And a lot of times they're shy. Like, I've had friends do it, and they go, you know, I'm really bad on the phone. I'm really shy. Is this going to be a nightmare? And you go, no, because the people calling are just as nice. So it's totally fine.
Right. And you have a, you know, you have a set of things that you need to ask. So it kind of makes the interaction a little bit easier because it puts some structure to it.
Yeah. And you know, it's a person, they're just like you, you know, they came down here because they felt a strong tie to the radio station, and then they felt moved to do something about it. You say, I believe in something. I think I want to participate.
Exactly.
I mean, what else am I doing with my time and my resources?
Exactly.
You know, what are you waiting for?
We have, so many people. You're getting so much love, Hardy White. Jeremy in El Cerrito, California.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Says, thanks, Hardy. I look forward to Thursdays every week. And Kathleen in Chicago, Illinois, is pledging at the 3DJ premium level. She's also going to get the Mindfulness for Jerk-Offs meditation tape and virtual naming rights to any fixture here in the WFMU studios.
Well, I think, you know, there's lots of Kathleen's in Chicago, but I think I know this one.
Kathleen,
thank you so much.
Right? Kathleen.
Did you say E? Yeah. Huh?
E? Is there anyway? Let's.
I forget.
Well, I bet you know this person, Greg Harrison in Jersey City.
Yes, I do.
that's Greg from Zone 5. He made the amazing WFMU Altered States of Music map, which can be yours free. You know, it's a pledge of $500 a month, which is, it's, we understand that's steep, but you can break it out into monthly payments of $41 a month, which makes it go down a little bit easier. And but Greg says when the New Jersey primary rolls around, he's going to write in Hardy and Therese.
Why not?
It doesn't matter anyway by the time the New Jersey primary runs
around. I know.
Rolls
can we
around.
Flip? I'm a little bit lazy, so can we flip it? Could you be at the top of the ticket? Could I be vice? I'm sorry. I don't want to make you do everything.
Well, you know, I feel like you are the charismatic leader, and I can be in the background getting stuff done.
I sort of want to just do symbolic things. I'm better at that.
Yeah, sure. That's
like, I'm going to like cut ribbons or pull things with a plaque, you know, and like the royal family does.
Right. That's why you're at the top of the ticket. Because you don't have to actually
do
anything.
That would be fine. Okay. And then I know a lot of smart people. I can call. I can make some calls.
That's what you need.
That's all you do, right?
Exactly.
Is that it? I don't even know.
So.
I'm sure.
I don't know. It seems. Who knows? Aaron in Louisville, Kentucky says, "Merci bien, Hardy White."
Definitely no Aaron.
AJ, Aaron, Lorraine. Please pardon my French accent that does not exist.
I know Aaron and AJ. Thank you.
Joyce in Brooklyn says, thank you, Hardy, for flying on the airwaves.
Thank you, Joyce.
Scott in Minneapolis, Minnesota says, okay, I'll stop touching my face for long enough to pledge.
Yay, Scott.
It's really
He's
hard
awesome.
To stop touching your face, though. I've been learning.
It is. Yeah. It is. And he was just volunteering.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark in Seabright, generous pledge. All of those people pledged online at WFMU.org. You can go there right now. A minimum pledge of $20 gets you a Olaf's Chiller bumper sticker. $75 gets you Hardy White's Premium.
It is cool that you get stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it's extra cool stuff. Like, it's really great art, and really great artists do the shirts.
Yes.
And they're really collectible. And I love wearing them, trying to get people to, you know, trying to find other listeners by wearing them in public.
Isn't it great to just be someplace else? I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, Hardy White. So WFMU has, like, since I was a teenager, has kind of been on my radar. So. And it was the Uppsala College, our former college, was here in mm-hmm. New Jersey. So it was like something you would see, like somebody's older brother went there or whatever. But when you go to, say, I was in Cortland, New York, like upstate, southern tier, and I saw somebody wearing a WFMU t-shirt, and I was just like, I don't know you, but I know you.
Yeah, exactly. And you feel like you can talk to them, right?
I know you.
I feel like I have permission to talk to
you if you have your
t-shirt on.
Exactly, exactly.
It's I mean, I don't know if that's true. I wish I remember where I was. I know. It was I was at a show here. And the Smithereens were playing. It was a couple years ago. And somebody behind me had a WFMU t-shirt on. And I turned around and I said, "Oh my gosh, what a great station."
Uh-huh.
And he looked so frightened.
Oh.
Like I just had the absolute opposite reaction of what I thought he'd be like, "Yeah, my brother," and we'd embrace or something.
Right.
But he just looked at me like, it's like he had a t-shirt on that said spam, and I turned around and went, "I like spam," or something. He was just, I don't know whether he didn't know that he was wearing that t-shirt
maybe.
Or what, but that's very, I guess I'm just saying that to say that never happens. Mm-hmm. Usually people are like,
exactly.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe that person was like, "Oh my God, Hardy White just talked to me."
Yeah, I don't think so,
no,
but that's, bless him.
That could be it.
I think I was too, you know what it was? I think I was too enthusiastic. I think I said it. Like, you get happy and you say something a lot louder than you think you're saying it.
Oh, Hardy White, you have just described my entire life.
I think it
I
might have been that.
And I
think
am
I
too
said,
loud.
"Oh, that's a great radio station!"
Oh, my
like
God,
like
the best ever!
Yeah, well, you know, you get exuberant. I forget other people maybe are more subdued.
Right. And you just kind of overwhelm them.
Yes, and if people look like familiar, like if they look like somebody I know, I just figure I know them too.
Right.
Which I know
right.
is irrational.
Yeah, and you know what? You probably know somebody who does know
right.
them.
So you just start
kind
talking
of ask
to
a couple
like,
questions, and then it'll turn out that, you know, you went to high school with their cousin or something.
Well, you know, yes. I mean, it was a band with FMU connections, and all
right.
I thought,
right.
you know, even though it was in Lexington, Kentucky, but still.
Maybe it was Will Oldham.
I don't know.
I don't know if he lives in Lexington, Kentucky. There you go. Oh, hey, our own Erwin Chusid just pledged.
Oh, thank you, Erwin.
And he says he's pledging because Aaron of Louisville pledged.
Ah, they know each other now.
I guess, yes. Bringing
yes,
people
I
together. Daniel in Sussex, New Jersey, which is the next town over from where I grew up. Says, "Keep WFMU weird," and he's going to get our Event Horizon t-shirt as well as the Olaf's Chiller bumper sticker.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Daniel.
I think it's just, it's easy to keep FMU weird. If we just keep it honest and free.
Exactly.
Because the people, it seems, I guess some of them are weird, but it seems weird because they are being
themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're doing something that they're moved to do. They're interested in a bunch of stuff. They are kind of they have a courage when it comes to thoughts, to ideas. They're not afraid to listen to something that might be difficult or strange or that's not what they're used to.
Right.
And that is a wonderful feeling to start feeling some creative courage like that. I love it. I used to have opinions. I thought I knew what I liked, and then people would play me music, and if I listened to it with open mind, I found I like a lot more than
exactly.
I thought I did.
Yeah, because I think like you know what you like, but you don't know everything you like because you haven't heard everything there is to hear. Right?
And there's different ways to
exactly.
listen, and there's different places to listen.
Right.
You know,
right?
And you don't. You're not going to have Bryce DJ your wedding, you know?
No.
But although
that would
be brilliant,
you know what?
I think.
Exactly. And Bryce is definitely invited to
I wouldn't
whatever
want him to, here's the thing.
Thing
wouldn't,
I have.
I'd want him to be at the wedding having a good time, so I wouldn't
right.
make
yeah,
him
yeah,
do
I don't
that.
Want, I don't,
first
no, I don't want you to work, Brycey. You're gonna just hang out and have fun.
But what I'm saying, there's different kinds of listening for different situations,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can't always... For instance, I mean, like, gosh, my show you know, you don't put that on. I don't know if you put it on when you clean the house. Maybe that would be good. But I mean, there's some things you wouldn't. If you're going to say, oh, we're having a dance, you know, put on the radio and it's me. First of all, I apologize in advance. Put on some CDs or something. So it's not always suited for your needs. But if you're alone in the car on a dark night and you want somebody to keep you company, then I believe that Hardy White would be perfect for that. That would be good.
I like to listen to the podcast of your program maybe on my commute to work.
Thank you.
Like to, you know, just kind of keep it in my ears. It's like I have a secret from the other people on the PATH train. I'm listening. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing Butchie. And it's just, Lou, it's wonderful.
Yay. Sometimes I picture, if I'm recently just come from New Jersey, sometimes I'll picture the PATH train. Like when I'm, because I do picture people listening in different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them is like sitting on the train.
Yep.
And it's such a fun place to talk to people, you know, when you can't, it is kind of secret, you know, it's like you're having a secret meeting and nobody around them knows what's going on, and they can go off into a world and we can have our fun time and we can be strange together and no one has to know. And because you have those things in your ears, they're not going to talk to you, which is a blessing.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. So much good can come from this.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Will in Crete, Illinois, is pledging to your program. He's been a Swag for Life member since 2018.
Oh, fantastic.
As has Luke from Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you, Luke.
And Swag for Life is really the best way to support WFMU, because what it is you decide on an amount that you can give every month. So starting at $10 and then on up from there. And it just comes out of your credit card or your checking account or whatever every month. And it gives us a steady stream of income. And we know what we're getting every month. And we can plan, because I don't know if you realize this, Hardy White. Nobody here is really like an accountant or anything like that. You know, we didn't end up here because we were good at math. So having even though Hoboken Jack behind me used to be the editor of a math magazine, to have that predictable stream of income is what keeps us able to to decide what, like, can we take on this extra expenditure this month, or do we just have to concentrate on keeping the lights on? It's just the best way, and you get secret prizes that nobody else gets, like our Visionary Pyramid T-shirt.
Yeah, you have to be able to make your budget. You have to be able to know what you're going to, whether you're going to have some money 1 month, because there's a lot of stuff to do. And it's very much like if you've ever been a member of some kind of religious organization, you know, they have the same thing going on. They want to do things collectively. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the building. You know, you have to have a physical place to do your thing. If you want to have a physical place to go see that wonderful religious ritual that you have you're committed to, then you have to pay to have a building and keep the lights on. You have to do other things. Then you might aspire to do things. You might want to say, hey, we want to also have bathrooms.
So
pay to have bathrooms and fix them.
Wouldn't that be something?
A lot of it is just the physical building, but with the radio, you know, there's server space, there's the all the kind of electronics, there's the building, which is wonderful and old and everything. So there's always money to be spent.
But
we're not always asking for it. That's a good thing too. And when we do, it's sort of a lot of fun, because it's like opening up the guts, opening up the works, looking inside, saying, let's see how this radio station works, see what it's all about. I get to come on and do all this kind of meta stuff where I actually talk about why I talk.
Right.
And
we
I love to do that because I like to point out why it's so good.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Callum in Tokyo, Japan says, awesomeness.
Thank you so much.
And
Callum, did you say?
Callum.
Hello, thank you.
Callum. Mike in Hazlitt, New Jersey is pledging to your program, as is Wendy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mike and Wendy, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and we've got two people who have called 800-989-9368. They took the risk. They spoke to a person on the phone.
That's awesome.
Daniel in Ogden's, excuse me, Daniel in Ogdensburg, New Jersey, which is also near where I grew up, is getting your premium. And as is...
Thank you, Daniel.
Peter in Glenridge is a Swag for Life pledger. And he says, Hardy White is a preacher for kids in grammar school?
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter, in Glenridge.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Why not? I feel like a Sunday school teacher sometimes, because I'm saying the same thing as a lot of your Sunday school teachers said, which is like, there's a lot of things you shouldn't put in your mouth.
Right.
You know, the sharp things, tacks and all.
Right.
Don't keep your hands to yourself largely.
Right.
Try to cooperate. Be of help. If you're asked to do something, pitch in, help pick
share
up.
Share your
please
stuff.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Be silent during nap time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all. It's very, very simple.
Yeah.
It's really great not having to be an intellectual. A lot of things on the rest of the station are required people to think, to have a great deal of knowledge. And really, I have a little niche of simplicity here where I could just speak from the heart. And there's no brain cells in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just blood, and I just gonna bleed all over everything. But I'll tell you what, sometimes I do say things that come close to an idea and everything, but I try to disguise it. I try to put it and cloak it in some sort of mystery so you don't know what I'm saying. Because, oh, my goodness, if we want... We don't want someone singing us a lullaby with scary words that sound like a science fiction plot. Oh, no. Or do we?
We
might. Who knows what puts us to sleep? We all are different. We all require something different. And I'm like trying to put it all in there for you, and you can pick it out later. It's like a cereal, and it has both raisins and the little marshmallows. I know they don't go together, but I'm trusting you to pick out the one you don't like.
I would really enjoy if that cereal existed.
It doesn't, though, does it?
No, but in an aural capacity, it exists as WFMU.
Because even though the raisins are sort of candy-ish, it feels like you're getting fruit.
Yeah,
it feels like you're getting some nutrition.
Yeah.
And the marshmallows are not that.
No.
The marshmallows are pretty blatantly bad for you, candy.
Yeah. Just sugar on top.
You know what I always enjoyed in cereal? Not a lot that had them, but it's like dried strawberries. Sometimes you get,
yes.
I guess they're in granola and something, but they're exquisite. I love them.
Yes.
They're really packed with flavor.
Yes.
Very strong.
Yes.
And clearly it's a fruit. I mean, it feels like it's good for you, too.
Right, right. So maybe all like the liquid has been sucked out of it, but that's how it keeps in the box.
I have saliva, and I can easily take care of that by putting the liquid back into the dried strawberry.
Yes, indeed.
You know, rehydrate it with my spit.
Yep.
As you do all the dried out fruits and everything like that.
Yeah, it's true.
And we are, we're not dried out fruits. I was trying to make not everything is a segue into talking about the radio station. Sometimes it's just we're talking about cereal.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, not everybody is, and sometimes you want to hear about cereal. You don't want to hear about, please, if you're going to talk about something, Hardy, that's complicated or something that's, you know, a moral or ethical problem, make it sound like you're talking about some 70s cereal ad or Harlem Globetrotters or something.
Did they have their own cereal? I feel like they should have.
I think they might have around the time that they had their
the cartoon.
Cartoons.
Yes.
Because I feel like if you have a cartoon, you have
you
a
have
cereal,
to, you
right?
Have a cereal. Yeah. Mr. T had a cereal.
Mr.
Why not
T, indeed.
Yeah, why
he
not
did
the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if they did. It was a heck of a cartoon.
Right. Maybe they were on the front of a Wheaties box. I don't feel like they should be on the front of a Wheaties box. They should have their own cereal.
They need their own cereal.
Yeah.
Not many things make me feel patriotic, but they're red, white, and blue. If there was like red, white, and blue marshmallows in a Globetrotter cereal,
I
would be the most nationalistic son of a gun there ever was.
I'd
be like, sign me up. I am... That is my country.
I will pledge allegiance to Metal Arc Lemon.
Because I tell you what, that cartoon actually taught like great values about
it's
cooperating
yeah.
and
yes.
being an underdog
yes,
and everything. I enjoyed it. It
had
it wasn't trying to be ironic or anything.
They were
it was
a
just,
team.
Yeah, friends team, and some of them were like, you know, they weren't all great by themselves. You know, some of them were silly and everything, but when they work together, that's enough. You could mm-hmm. be you can be mm-hmm. a silly individual. I mean,
yes.
I sort of Gilligan's Island teaches us that.
Right.
But because, like, if you got four incompetent people, that's like almost having one competent person.
It's true.
It's a beautiful
Everyone's
thing to cooperate.
Everyone's incompetent in their own way, and they can complement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Paul in Gulfport, Mississippi says, Hardy hosts my very favorite think parties.
Hey, Paul. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Paul. That's thank you for your pledge. Mark in West Orange is pledging to your show. Another Mark in Brooklyn, New York, who Mark I is his last initial, and he was in a band that you might be familiar with. Ivan in Toronto, Ontario, Canada is pledging, as is Paul in Magnolia, Arkansas.
And, oh, thank you.
And Julie in Greenwich, New York.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, thank you all. They all pledged at WFMU.org, which you can do, too, if you are listening right now or even if you're listening in the future.
If you are listening in the future or in the past, I'm not sure how that would work, but if you are listening in the past and you could be listening in the past because you even this will be recorded and archived.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct? Right.
That's so
true. You could listen to this in the past. Speaking to you in all dimensions and all times.
That's right.
We need your help. We needed it. We will need it, and we need it now.
Yes, we
so
do.
So please,
yes, we do.
I have a time machine, but there's some things I cannot do because they keep changing the little codes on the money, so I
mm-hmm.
can't bring it back and
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm. And
some things
are fixed.
They put little fibers in it.
Yeah.
And they do that because they know you have a time machine, and it messes things up. They always say, well, just go into the future or the past and get money, Hardy. It doesn't work that way.
No.
It's much more complicated.
Yeah.
And we need you present, and we need your soul right here, right now.
It's
There's
true.
No getting around it. If you love something, you've got to fight for it. Sometimes the fighting is very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I love when the fighting is in the form of, like, your credit card number. That's easy.
Yes. You throw some money at it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some
standing
money.
Around, but you're also guaranteeing that there will be a human at the radio station fretting
yes.
about something. Like if the ceiling is leaking, there will be someone standing there actively worrying, giving themselves diarrhea because they believe in this quest, this
mm-hmm.
thing, and they're going to
mm-hmm.
do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta get the money to get
here.
There so they can put the buckets under the leaks.
Roger from Double Dip Recess, which you can hear Saturday mornings here on WFMU, says that Hardy is the raison, but I think he's going for Hardy is the raison, Therese is the marshmallow, WFMU is the milk. These metaphors are the worst. But Roger is pledging to your program.
Oh, it's true, though.
Yeah,
it's
your metaphors
We're
are
all the
worst,
little
Roger.
Nuggets that are in the.
Yes.
Nobody wants
but
to be
the
little pieces of oat, though, but we need those too. We need pieces, the reliable little oat circles.
Right.
Because that's where the nutrition
exactly,
is.
Exactly. Exactly. 800-989-9368 is the number to call. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Hardy White, do you get paid to do this program?
Oh, yeah, you don't?
No.
Of course I don't.
No.
I've always wanted to say that. Well, yes.
I have some
most
words
of this
for
is going
Station
to me.
Manager Ken.
I was not aware that the rest of you were doing it for free.
Interesting. Interesting. And
No, I'm like all of you. I lose.
Right.
This is a act of love and a little bit of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Not one I can't make, but, I mean, it's kind of sometimes – it's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, you came up. You were up here in New Jersey.
Visit,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I had to get up there.
Right.
So.
So your time machine doesn't travel in space, too, does it?
It doesn't, and it's not. I hate to use it sometimes because
yeah.
it's not in good shape, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to tear a piece of in the fabric of. Space and time is very brittle.
I understand.
I don't want to.
I understand with great power.
But none of us get paid. This is all, and that's why it's you know it's one of the things that like I'm for money. Let's don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I'm for getting
right.
paid. And I'm really for artists getting paid.
Oh,
that's,
me too.
That said,
me
that
too.
Said, this is an exception because there is something And we don't have the opportunity to do it very often because that, because we all like to eat and because we need to pay people. But when people do stuff out of the just for the love of it, and is actually a word that doesn't quite fit, and the word is amateur, which means for the love of it, right? But that's not why we're doing it. We're actually, a lot of these people are professionals.
Sure.
Well, so we're doing
a lot of us are amateurs also in the other sense of the word.
In the sense that we love what we're doing.
It's a this is like a pro-am. Is that's a thing,
yes.
right?
It's the amateurs who once got paid, and so technically they're not. It's like they can't now you can't do the Olympics.
Right. Okay.
But you're still technically an amateur.
Right.
I think that every time I get a paycheck, I go, you know, really, this does not make me a professional.
Right.
I don't want to lose my amateur status.
Right. I am getting over on you, foolish person.
Yeah, but we're all in for the love of it, and you see the mistakes are left in because the mistakes that prove that this is a pure, real, honest thing, just like you would do. And sometimes the mistakes come out to be beautiful jewels, beautiful gems.
Yes.
And you know, and there's no room in this world a lot of times for mistakes because people want things to be predictable,
exactly.
but it is the unpredictable. That's where the great things happen.
Exactly.
It's off the menu. You say, chef, what do you have that's not on the menu? And they say, come on, just come on in the back with me. And they take you in the back and they take you to a secret room. And it's not the regular kitchen. It's off the kitchen. And it's this beautiful room and it's made to look like it's the 19th century. And the chef takes you in there and sits you at a table. And it's beautifully arranged with this china that's hundreds of years old.
Candles.
And he makes you a meal, the kind that you have never had in your life before, because this recipe has been lost in time. He's only making it for you because you asked. You said, is there something else? Is there something special? And the chef said, yes.
You are rewarded for your curiosity.
Yes, exactly.
You're talking about mistakes. I know that you're a Twin Peaks fan, Hardy White.
I am.
Yeah, and that scene in the pilot of Twin Peaks where Agent Cooper is in the morgue with Laura Palmer's body and the light is flickering and just kind of giving that kind of like creepy effect, that was actually just the light bulb was fritzing out and David Lynch decided to leave it in. And it's just like such a beautiful image there. So, yeah.
Oh, he's very much, I'm probably parroting a lot of the things I'm saying. I probably got in my head because, you know, he does say, you know, you need to have the opportunity to play, to mess around in a space. And you know, the FMU is an aural space to mess around in, to play. You know, you don't have to fill it up in a certain way.
Mm-mm.
Every week when I do my show, I think I have an hour. Now, usually, a lot of times I talk. You know, but I don't always talk in the same way. I have to fill up that space. And that's basically where I start from. I don't think, oh, I've got to do a motivational talk or something like that, or I've got to tell a story. I just think I have 1 hour of a blank aural canvas.
Right.
What can I put in it? What sounds? How can I move the air around?
Mm-hmm.
How can I move ideas around? What do I want to say or do? And I can do anything I want. And sometimes I just make sounds because I can. And I think, well, if nobody else is doing it, maybe I should do it. Because what if that shows somebody that they can just make sounds too? I know I've turned people on. I didn't know I could make poetry without words. And go, yeah, you call it whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
You know, make whatever sounds you want.
Yep.
Don't let people make you feel self-conscious. Don't feel self-conscious about wanting to be free. This is a place that enables you to do that. If you're going to give your resources to something, give it to this. This is a beautiful thing. Enable us. Enable us. It might not be a movie. It might not be a novel, but it's something even better than that. It's something really beautiful. Come on. I want to hear from you, too. I want you to call in and say who you are, because I love hearing where you're from, and all the people out there. I have come to make friends with listeners and have them meet each other, and it's a great thing.
It's
we're building
wonderful.
Community
a
too.
Wonderful
we're building a world. We're building
here.
An army that believes in these ideas.
Yes. Elon in Brooklyn is part of that army. He's part of the intelligence corps. He says, "Hi, Hardy, fellow spy here. Keep on collecting the information and spreading the good word each and every week." Thank you, Elon.
Thank you, Elon.
Common
Thank
Vital you. In Philadelphia says, "Hardy."
Common. Yes, we know. Very well. Thank you.
Mark in West Orange, New Jersey, is getting our Event Horizon t-shirt, and he says, I want to truly thank Hardy White. When I first started to listen to Miracle Nutrition, I was a few months out from a suicide attempt. Hardy has saved my life so many times and made me realize that life is worth living. I talk with Hardy White on Twitter. Mark in West Orange, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
your pledge.
Mark.
And
blessed
we are
soul.
So
thank
glad
you
are still so, with us.
So, so thankful for you. I personally am so thankful.
Thank you to Eliza in Shawangunk, New York.
Thank you, Eliza.
Scott in Knoxville, Tennessee. He says that he loves you. Every week is a brand new joy.
Oh, I bet that's Scotty C.
It is.
Scotty C. in Tennessee. He's been up to volunteer.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Phones.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This has happened before with people. Like you get a listener, right? Maybe you talk to the listener. Mm-hmm. Come friends. And they say, and then I say, you know what you ought to do is make a pilgrimage up here. And volunteer for the marathon
yes.
1 year. And
oh,
they do,
it's
and
wonderful.
It's life-changing.
It's
and I
wonderful.
Tell them it will be, and it is.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like, this fellow Tom comes from Glasgow every year for the marathon.
Oh, I know. Tom's one of the first people I met when I came up there for the marathon. I thought he was sitting at that little desk out there outside of the studio.
Sure. That, oh, sure, I know the desk.
I'm pretending, right? And I thought, oh, that must be that fellow's desk.
Right. No.
Because he was sitting there every time I came in. And then I met him and I found out who he was.
Yeah,
but,
it's Tom.
Absolutely. That's one of these people that I've met.
Yes. Yes. He's a great guy. Bob in East Orange, New Jersey, thank you for pledging. That's where our transmitter – well, that's where our college was. I think our transmitter is actually in West Orange. Mm-hmm. Bob has been swag for life since 2017. So Bob is helping us stay in – the black, which is
yes,
where we
you,
need
Bob.
To be. George in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, thank you for your pledge. And Nick
thank
in
you,
Brooklyn. All those people pledged at WFMU.org. You can, too. There's only 8 minutes left in your program, Hardy White.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that goes fast.
I know. We're going to have to... Kevin Nutt is getting the Happy Travelers ready out in the foyer. Yeah, this is the last chance to show your support for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition during this fundraising marathon. So please, 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 please call 800-989-9368 or pledge online.
And you know, it's just the last least important thing is just for me personally. But I do have to say thanks for it. I really enjoy doing the show. I'm not sure that anybody else would have me. I got to be blunt. You've heard it. And if I were lost in a sea of podcasts, I don't think you'd discover me. I mean, the reason that you're listening to me now is because this beautiful place, WFMU, they took a chance on me and they said, well, this is weird.
Yeah,
and they've been on
like
it now.
Weird.
And we've taken those years now. What's going on? It's like 8 years. To have a relationship now.
Yes.
I can speak to you. You've had me into your home, and nothing replaces that thing that you can develop over time.
Yes.
You've heard my show over time. It's changed. It's changed because of you. We're in on this thing together. That never would have happened without this wonderful place. That never would have happened for me personally. So just for what you're doing, just as a good deed to another, just for one other human mm-hmm. being, me, you have given me such a great gift. And I hope that I've given back just a fraction of what you've given. So I had to get that in there because I like talking about the station. But I also want to just say thank you for everything that you, the listener, have given to me personally, allowing me to do this by saying, hey, I support you, Hardy. And Hardy's what's one of the things that's important to me about the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, I have to say that you have given us, you know, the greater WFMU community such a gift. I think you're being a little modest. But what you have added to the overall sound of the station and to your live shows that you do here, you know, every year, it's so wonderful. And it's one of the highlights, I think, of the year here at WFMU when we have a live audience with Miracle Nutrition. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being
a part of our family here. Chris in Lagunitas, California is like, woo, made it.
Oh, Chris.
Here's some support. Love you, Hardy.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you're getting in the last minute now.
Yes. Also,
5 minutes.
Marshall in Brooklyn getting in at the last minute with part of his Swag for Life pledge, pledging to the Hardy White Miracle Nutrition Program.
Awesome, Marshall.
Melinda in Portland, Maine.
Thank you, Melinda.
Has been a Swag for Life member since 2017, as has Colleen in New York City.
Melinda. Yeah, yeah. Melinda, Maine Melinda.
Maine Melinda. And William in Amory, Mississippi. Swag for Life since 2017. Michael in Watertown, Massachusetts. That's just outside of Boston. Swag for Life since 2017. As has been Rob from Arlington, Virginia. So thank you all for your continued support.
That's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. They pledge, you know, they pick an amount that they are comfortable giving us every month, and they set it and they forget it. And if they decide that it's not feasible to give us, if you have to stop, we understand, because things get tough sometimes. And you know what? If things are getting better, we totally understand if you would like to up your pledge, your monthly
Therese,
pledge.
Could you thank, before we end, could you tell me who's in the phone room?
Oh,
and
of course.
Thank all the volunteers, even if they're not doing anything, if they're just schmoozing.
We have Brian, Alan, Matt, Nate K is here, Hoboken Jack is here, and Winston? What's your name?
Alan.
Alan. I'm sorry for yelling into the microphone. Alan is here. Station manager Ken is the one who turned on the Skype so I could speak to you. And Julia and Tom made a delicious dinner.
Wow. It's really a lot of people there.
Yes.
It's hopping. That's great.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know.
I love the energy when there's a lot of folks there.
Me too.
It's
me
so
too.
Great.
Me too.
Telling stories, and it's a lot of fun.
The phone is ringing. There's a pledge coming in on the computer.
Ooh,
oh, we are
just
we
as
are
the end is exciting.
It's away from the end. Sarah in Philadelphia, thank you for your pledge. Thank you, Dave in New York City. Richard in Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Swag for Life since 2017. Thank you, Michael in Belleville, New Jersey, which is where I was born.
Awesome.
He's been Swag for Life since 2017. Max in Sunnyside, Queens, getting in under the wire with a bumper sticker size pledge. Max, thank you so much for your pledge. There's one more coming in on the phone right now.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. I'm excited.
I am too. How far away do you think it'll be?
I don't know. I can probably.
What time zone?
I don't know.
This one?
I don't know. But now the volunteer is just gabbing away to the person
I know.
On
they're
the phone.
Say, having a little conversation,
you know why?
Because they're hitting
you know
it
why?
Off.
Because they're hitting it off and they're making friends. And that
and
is.
I can't prove that I have psychic powers. I think it's an Eastern time zone.
You are correct. It is Sal in Brooklyn.
Sal in Brooklyn. I wasn't even going to guess Brooklyn.
So
Woo!
Much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For
thank you.
Your pledge. I'm going to put it right here into the phone total.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you make it easy.
And I know it does require just a little bit of like math and thinking.
Right.
And everything. I have a difficult time doing it. I have people are always hovering behind me.
Well, yeah.
No, in a good way. I ask them to. Because
yes.
I'm saying, please, if I screw up, I want to feel like an idiot and I don't want to mess anything up important.
I understand.
So I always have help. Like if there's I didn't have any prizes, but when there's prizes, I get help right in a minute. I'm not afraid to ask for help.
No,
just like this radio station is not
you.
Afraid to ask for
yes,
help.
Yes, exactly. So the world would be so much better if everyone would just like ask for help when they needed it.
Oh, we're nearing the end
we
of the
sure.
hour.
Yes.
Oh, the only thing I have time for probably is saying thank you and goodbye. Or station ID. Should I do that?
Would People you like to?
Oh, well, why
I mean,
not?
It's part. Oh, before you do that, let's just thank Jillian in Brooklyn. She loves
thank
you, Hardy.
Thank you, Jillian.
Yes. Nate K is hovering over my shoulder. I think it must be time to say goodbye.
Oh, it is time to say goodbye. I'll let somebody else do the station. WFMU East Orange, MFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, Hardy White, for all you do. And here's to many more years of miracle nutrition.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I was standing.
We are in revival. WFMU Center's Crossroads, Gospel Skylifters, to be born again. We need to be born again. WFMU needs to be born again. From a 2-CD set, Smoke Label, Gospel Records. Get your pledge in, 1-800-989-9368. The sensational Happy Travelers are here, and you need to be too. WFMU to be born again. $75 will get you pled, get you in the running. No, you will get a premium. The Mighty Mighties, 22 different groups whose name begins with Mighty. To the mighty echoes of Elizabethtown, New Jersey, just a stone's throw away. Don't do your state. Don't shame your state. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge to WFMU. Send us Crossroads.
You've been my brother. You've been my brother.
Let us thank you this evening by you pledging. We'll thank you. WFMU.org. Pledge. Send us Crossroads.
For being good to me. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I just got to thank you.
I thank you.